The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When frogs and toads see beetle larvae wagging their antennae and jiggling their jaws, they must think, aha, an easy meal. But in a freaky turnabout, some little Ipomus larvae latch onto the bodies of their would-be predators, sucking them dry of fluids, gnawing on their flesh, and leaving behind nothing but a pile of bones. This horror movie scene is one of the few instances of prey not only confronting its predator, but devouring it. In some cases, the frogs and toads succeeded in swallowing the beetle larvae, only to vomit them up later. Post-regurgitation, the larvae promptly attached themselves to the amphibians and began to eat. In 382 separate tests, researchers found that the larvae clearly had the upper hand. In every case, the encounter was fatal to the amphibian. But what made the interaction especially strange was how the beetle larvae often lured the larger predator to them. In 70% of the cases, the larva began moving its antennae and jaws in an enticing pattern as the frog or toad approached. When the amphibian responded to this siren song by pouncing, the larvae would evade capture and launch itself onto the nearest part of the frog or toad's body. Then it would settle itself in and start sucking.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.